So it's a very warm welcome to Estelle Novella, my very special guest today. Hello, Estelle.
Hi, Dave.
How are you doing today?
Nice to chat to you. I'm well, thanks, and you?
I'm very good, thank you, except for the heat, eh? Are you managing okay?
Yes, it's super hot up here in Joburg as well. Feel like we should be in Durban.
I think it's hitting the whole country at the moment. But anyway, we'll survive. Yeah. We're tough. Okay, so finding the right help, a deep dive to dispel myths for people with tinnitus. It is tinnitus, not tinnitus, isn't it? It's tinnitus, right?
Well, some people will say tinnitus and some people will say tinnitus.
So, first of all, what is tinnitus and what are the most common causes of it?
So, tinnitus is basically a sound that is created by the brain normally due to damage inside the ear. So what often happens is, let's say someone has a hearing loss and the brain notices that a sound is missing, it would sort of create a sound to make up for what it's missing. And then you would get tinnitus. So it's actually a phantom sound. It's not a real sound, a measurable sound. Although it sounds particularly real, obviously, for the person who is hearing it. In terms of causes, the biggest causes for tinnitus is either hearing loss or noise exposure. Those are the two biggest ones. You obviously get things like medication, things like that can also cause it. Wax blockages, but yeah, definitely the two biggest ones would be either then, as I said, hearing loss or noise exposure.
How many people in the world, that's a bit of a wide, broad question, really, experience tinnitus at some point in their lives? Is it a high percentage?
Yeah, I can't tell you that I've got the percentage off the top of my head, but yes, there is quite a lot. I would say most people actually experience it at some point in time, but obviously some people would just have a second or two and then it's gone, whereas other people would experience it more on a permanent basis. But it is actually, there's actually quite a lot of people that battle with tinnitus.
All right, so my wife had tinnitus, and it fits in nicely with the next question, because she had it for a while, and it was driving her crazy, and went to an audiologist, and they suggested putting hearing aids in, blah de blah de blah. To cut a long story short, she woke up one day, and it was gone. Now, what is that about? I mean, was it just a temporary tinnitus she had?
Yeah, you could get temporary tinnitus. So that was probably, there was probably something else exacerbating it. Sometimes it could be something like a sinus attack or something like that that can make it worse. Sometimes you will get tinnitus and it'll go away for a while. And I don't want to say it out too loud, but it might come back at a later stage. But yeah, there are definitely some medical conditions that could cause it as well. It's not always due to damage in the ear. So if it is a medical type thing, it can be temporary.
Do you know, Google is a good thing and a bad thing, right? You must agree with you have an ingrowing toenail. It's cancer. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely.
So one reads so many adverts and suggestions on the internet about curing tinnitus. Firstly, can tinnitus ever be cured? And in some cases not. What hope can be offered for people who have that permanent tinnitus?
Yeah. Yes, unfortunately, if tinnitus is there due to damage in the auditory system of some kind, it's not something that gets cured. So it's more something that is managed. As you say, there's so many things out there that says do this or drink that or do this exercise or pull this muscle, whatever the case is. But none of that is proved to work, unfortunately. So it's more a case of either using stimulation to the nerve, which would be where the hearing aids would come in. So to provide a sound stimulation where that nerve is now missing sound, to give it back stimulation, something else to focus on. Otherwise, sometimes we would use something like an extra sound, like a masking sound.
Right.
Once again, for the brain to focus away from the tinnitus, what's one of the techniques we try and use? The more the brain can focus away from the tinnitus, the less it will bother you. And then there's also various therapy techniques that we can implement to sort of teach the person and teach your brain that it's not something to be scared of, that it's not something that is going to cause you harm, which would also then often help to sort of calm you and calm the tinnitus.
All right, let's put you on the spot. We already have, but yeah, anyway. You can do a yes or no on these if you want. Help us to dispel some of the myths about tinnitus. Does science, how tinnitus can be helped by these techniques? So maybe a yes or a no. A change in diet or dietary supplements, first of all. Anything to do with it?
Yes. It won't take it away, but yes, it can definitely improve it.
All right. Low-level laser therapy. I don't know what that is. Red light therapy stick on patches or ear candling. I have no idea what I've just said.
No. Let's just stick with no. You don't need to know what you're saying because it doesn't work.
Okay. Now, here's one that I'll get right. Tapping the back of the head. No.
No.
I wonder where that came from. Hearing aids.
Hearing aids.
Can that be, can that be a help? Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Counseling, I suppose that could be a help with your favorite audiologist as well. Does medication help?
It's a bit of a yes and a no. Right. It depends where it is coming from. So it depends what the cause of the tinnitus is, in some cases, yes, mostly no.
So you would determine that anyway as an expert. Okay. No. Hyperbaric oxygen. Yes or no?
I can't tell you that I have specific information on that. Okay. I would imagine that there might be some benefit.
Sure.
But I can't give you a definite yes or no.
All right. Adding sound to an environment. I think you're going to say yes to this because we've already just touched on it. And then finally, relaxation treatments. Do they help?
Yes. Okay. They do, actually.
Great. Now then, if somebody notices they're experiencing tinnitus, it's time to see an audiologist like you because you're brilliant. How do we find you? Where do we go?
So I am part of a national network of audiologists and acousticians. So we're called ICAN. And we're all independent practitioners with our own practices, but we've got a shared goal of ethical practice and patient-centered care. So that's actually quite nice because we're all over South Africa, and the public can literally go to the website, which is www.independentaudiologists.co.za. And then on the website, there's a section that says find an audiologist near you. You can even type in your area and see who's closest to you. And that's going to be the easiest way to do it.
Fantastic. So listen, if I get tinnitus, I want to come and see you. Is that okay?
Do that. With pleasure.
Estelle, you've been absolutely brilliant. So thank you for joining us on 88FM.
It's an absolute pleasure, Dave. It was lovely chatting to you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a great day.
Thanks. Same to you.
Bye.